Welcome back to Zone Blitz post bye week. We now have 9 weeks to go going in the regular season. We're going to start off here with Telvin Smith, his contract extension. You can't ask for more passion from the guy on and off the field here in this contract in more ways than one.
Well, and I think the passion did have something to do with it in terms of this guy in 4 years has gone from being a rookie who came in, earned a starting position. He was a guy who made a lot of plays early, had a lot to learn in terms of playing the position the way the Jaguars wanted him to, has since become a playmaker. And even more than that, he took the initiative in the last year or so to really become a true leader on this team. And now he's a guy that in a locker room that includes Calais Campbell, that includes Paul Posluszny, some older guys, Telvin Smith is the unquestioned leader on this defense, along with Calais Campbell.
And even though it was a bye week, a lot got accomplished with the signing of Marcell Dareus. Huge pickup.
Well, it's a pickup that could wind up, I don't know if being on a par with Calais Campbell is right, because Calais has been such a big deal in the locker room and on the field. But in terms of what they want to do with the run defense, this is a defense that has been very good against the pass, very good when it has been able to get to rush the passer, but not so great against the run. If he makes the impact in terms of disruptive, loss-causing run plays, then it's worth every bit of what they're paying, and it's worth the risk that it admittedly is in terms of the contract.
4-3 after the bye, tied for first in the AFC South. How big is this game on Sunday against the Bengals?
Well, it's all out there in front of the Jaguars, meaning they're tied for first, and everything now depends on the last 9 games, obviously. But as happy as everybody is with how they're playing, and they're playing great, they've yet to win 2 games in a row. At some point, if you're going to get to that 10 wins, that 11 wins that makes you feel solid going to the playoffs, you've got to have something of a winning streak. Right now they've won one. They've got 2 more at home against teams that are coming in under 500. This is where, if they're as good as they think they are, they start winning stretches like this.
Well, let's hope that streak gets going on Sunday. We'll be back with you guys on Wednesday to preview that Bengals matchup. Until then, thanks for watching.